discussion pointed to the need for research products that are meaningful and usable directly to the affected community members. And mixed with that is obviously the engagement of the communities, trust building based on integrity of intention, not just doing for the sake of doing research, and so forth. So I'll just quickly go through the list. It's really not in any organized form. I'm going to be going through the list. First one, local opportunities for intervention, development, and implementation. This, we thought, would help generate a pertinent set of usable and meaningful questions instead of generating questions that are so much more academic or theory-oriented or for the sake of theory inquiry assessment. Another suggestion was to develop taxonomy of racism. It should be much more broader, much more in tune with what actually happens in the community. And there was concern of expression of the, are we in for eradication or coping with racism? I think Dr. Taylor is the one that really clearly delineated his perception of what is our intent here. Are we going to be able to eradicate or cope? And based on that assessment, the research may be very different in nature. Develop methodology of impact assessment in reference to policy impact. This is one of the few that is kind of policy-oriented research, and I know that Ralph suggested we should never separate so much research and policy. They go hand in hand. Community-based participatory research, support of effective research, mechanism for transdisciplinary research at funding level and community and to require the community involvement and community to be the part of the research process. And this is, again, very much related to, are we generating research product that is usable, or is it more for academic purposes? Broader understanding of health policy, more comprehensive indicators, measurement process, and so forth to include many of the afflicted population as part of the indicator and the outcomes. Broader understanding of health policy, focus on the ethical issues, here you go, your point, ethical issues in the arena of policy research, more ethically sound assessments, and we didn't talk much about what are the elements of ethical components, but that's something that has to be incorporated in the design stage and from the funder's perspective of emphasizing the importance of ethical component. And related to that is the ethics, ethical consideration of what is the benefit of the research product, the outcome of the investigation, who's really benefiting most. Oftentimes that's one of the early questions that the community will ask. Who's really benefiting most? Is it university or is it our community? Use of multidisciplinary teams, again, this will increase the more comprehensive views and perhaps counter-traditional views as well that may be a very important point. Evaluation criteria for researchers that recognize health disparities. There's many researchers operating independently, and we need to learn about each other, and perhaps a number of us have different criteria that we use, and that should be shared for our own learning and enhancement and understanding. Okay. And related to that is the repository of research findings. Get the composite of research, the website, that will central website that will allow researchers, community service providers, policymakers to link to and get research. And this is my suggestion, to have even the sharing of the data, perhaps certain methodology and data analysis would yield different kinds of result compared to the others. Again, related to that is also to build on research that's already had been conducted. And this isn't just integration of the already published research products. There are many community researchers or community-oriented researchers that have a data finding and so forth. So we should also build on those as well. Focus on developing research in communities that historically do not engage in research. This is where the, again, issue of trust. And I think we can build trust, but what is critical is the integrity of intention behind building the trust. If we're just marketing ourselves to do research and building trust, that is good enough. And that's one of the points of the Dr. Taylor. You want to say more on that? Oh, fine. Another concern was that the health-related professional should have, it's the academic system that has to have a curriculum that's culturally competent, diversity emphasis, and have a direct contact with community. That kind of education is necessary for to have a more pertinent, more contributory health-related professionals. Issues, inclusion of minority populations to ethnic and racial groups, focus on respect of minority groups, all those things should be infused into the curricula. And help me, because this is not my writing. There's also another suggestion of community advisory boards to make sure that there is the equity of representation, to look at the impact of community research, role of community consultation. There is also a suggestion that we need a new epistemology of conducting research, where we would consider engagement of the community and support of new thinking or new development of ideas to foster collaboration with the researchers, with the communities, and to the health care providers. That too much of our traditional funding is linked to building of the already established theory or paradigm or school of, in support of school of thought. Instead of that, we should have a different track, at least, funding the new way of thinking, creative and developmental research. Pipeline issues. Who will do the research? Are there supportive training of investigators of color? Education and a reduction of current practices towards issues of race, ethnicity, and culture. Again, related to that is, why don't we begin the intervention at the early stage of educational process? In other words, instead of waiting until 4 years of